The West Live. The West Live. With Jenna Clark.
Joining me now is child and family mental health expert Claire Orange. Claire, this situation, is it only going to get worse?
Yes, Jenna. I think we've just got to take the blinkers off now and accept that digital life is probably the single most impactful part of damaging childhood in the 21st century.
Mm. It's, and I guess we've seen with this specific case that was streamed over the last couple of weeks, we've seen the incident with the teacher now being stood down in Busselton for allegedly showing children or allowing children to watch the clip. Kids are now going to FOSIC for this because they're aware of it. How do parents, I guess, now deal with it? Because they've probably all had letters home from the school saying, this is aware we're happening on the internet, please don't let your children see it. But kids are pretty curious. How do they, if they do encounter it, how do parents protect them after they've seen some type of footage like this?
Yes, well, I can't even tell you how many families I heard from last week, Jenna, facing this issue with their children having viewed this horrific content. Mm. And I think, you know, as parents, we have to accept it. It's like when your child goes for a sleepover at someone's house and they decide to watch a horror movie and then they come home for the next month, they must sleep on the end of your bed because of that, you know, that dreadful thing that's coming to eat them in the night.
Mm.
You can't unsee this stuff. And, you know, the very vulnerable neurology of a child's brain means that they store this as a traumatic experience.
Mm.
And anything that reminds them, it's like a psychological bruise. So anything that pushes on that in the future causes pain, just like a bruised side.
Mm.
And for some children, it's more of an open wound, you know, having seen and witnessed this content. So I'd say to every parent, you know, get really strict in the next couple of weeks with what your children are viewing online. Keep them all out in open space, no tech in bedrooms, and really close them out of these apps that we know that this content is still circulating on.
Yeah. I guess parents and schools are probably caught between a rock and a hard place at this point in time with the fact that, you know, it's still floating around. What is the end? Do we tell kids or is it best to keep them in the dark?
Oh, kids know, Jenna. Mm. You know, kids
they're
are
so
all
smart.
Over social media. They are. They're much smarter than we are, especially with this tech space. So, you know, the current stat is that 80% of our 12-year-olds have more than two social media accounts here in Australia. And that's, I mean, legally they can only get one at 13, but
of course
we've got more than two by the age of 12. So we know that kids know that this content is out there. We also know that kids have this sort of morbid curiosity to go and find this, even if they know. If someone says you shouldn't look at it, that means to them, you should go look that up. Go do it right now. And that's just called childhood. And generally we love that curiosity. But in this instance, it's very difficult. So I would recommend that any parent, after having a child with the age of 8 and upwards,
mm-hmm.
would talk about the difficulties of stuff they're going to see online, how challenging it is, and maybe give some age-appropriate examples
mm-hmm.
of what that might mean and what that means to be a parent to protect them. So that means closing them out of devices and apps for a while this content, this is horrific content.
Exactly.
So we don't want any child to see this, because the child who does see it is going to get far more than a psychological bruise. It is horrifying content. So, I'd really recommend every parent out there get intensely involved right now in your children's social media,
mm-hmm.
and don't be afraid to really pull them off this tech for a while, because they can find it. It's very findable.
Indeed. Well, child and mental health expert psychologist Claire Orange, as always, thank you so very much for your fantastic tips and really helpful advice. Thank you for coming on the West Live and to help us parents navigate this absolute minefield. We'll chat to you again soon.
Thanks, Jenna.